Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadik Dalet, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis Omar Ula. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza and Avadya Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibod Al-Chaim Toivim Ramoshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the halachas of Pesach Sheni, specifically the halacha that someone that was Bederech Rechoika on Yud Dalet Nisan is Potter from bringing the Pesach Rishon. Instead, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah discussed what is the definition of Derech Rechoika. Eizoihi Derech Rechoika. And the Mishnah brought a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva said, Min hamoidiyim ulechutz ukimidasa lechol ruach. If somebody would be in moidiyim, or the equivalent thereof between the Harabayas and Moedian in any direction, that would constitute a Derech Rechoika. That's when the halacha is he's exempt from Pesach Rishon, and instead he would get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Eliezer argued, Rabbi Eliezer said, Mieskupa sa Azaru Lachotz. Even if he's merely outside of the Azaru, that's enough to constitute Derech Rechoika. So the Gemara towards the end of the daf is going to discuss Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, but for now we're in the middle of discussing the first sheet of the Mishnah, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara began with a comment that Ula made. Omar Ula, min ha-meidiyan li-Yerushalayim, chamisha asar mila. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva said that the distance that's considered too far, derech rechoika, is min ha-meidiyan mulochutz. And that distance is true in any direction. So the question is, what is that distance? So Ula said, you don't have to go out and measure, I'll tell you what it is. The distance is 15 mil. Now, how do we come with 15 mil? So the Gemara made a whole chesh because he held like what Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that a person's able to travel during a day 40 mil. Asara parsois, Rashi says, each parsa is made up of 4 milim, which means asara parsois is really 40 milin. What's the breakdown? From Alois HaShachar until Netzach Hamo, 5 mil. From Shkia Sacham until Tzeisak Echovim, 5 mil. From Alois HaShachar until Chatzois, 15 mil. And then from Chatzois until Shkia, another 15 mil. The point is that the second half of the day, which is the time that the Zman of Shechitas Karban Pesach begins, up until the Soif Zman Shechitas Karban Pesach, a person typically would travel 15 mil. So if that's the amount of time that a person can travel, so says the Gemara, Ula held that it makes sense that that should be the definition of Derech Rechoika. Because Derech Rechoika, from the Lomdis perspective, means that a person was too far for him to be able to come to Yerushalayim, to the Har HaBayis, and be able to shech the Karban Pesach in the proper time. So if you're 15 mil away, so then if you would head out at the earliest time that you can shech, you wouldn't be able to make it on time, so you'd be on the outside looking in. That would be considered Derech Rechoika. If, however, you'd be within 15 mil, so then if you would leave as Bein Arbaim, you'd leave at the earliest time that you're able to shech the Karban Pesach, you wouldn't be able to make it on time. So if that's the case, so then the halach is, you'd be chayef to bring the Karban Pesach, you wouldn't be considered the Derech Rechoika. In other words, when Ula said that the measurement is 15 mil, Ula's explaining Shitas Rabbi Akiva. But when Ula said this, it was really made up of two points. It was made up of a metzius and it was made up of a lomdus. The metzius is that from Bein Arbaim until Laila, a person travels 15 mil, and it was based on a lomdus that it makes sense that the definition of Derech Rechoika should be that at the earliest time that you're able to bring the Karban Pesach, you should be so far away that if you headed out right now, you wouldn't be able to make it to where you need to go on time to be able to shech the Karban Pesach, says the Gemara. On that note, it's really a machloikis amayram. In other words, what Ula took for granted, not everybody agreed with. Kufa Amar Ula. Ula said, "Ezu derech rechoika." What's the definition of derech rechoika? Kolshen yachli kanes b'shach shchito. Anyone that's so far that if he heads out at the earliest time that you could check the carbon Pesach, he wouldn't be able to make it to Harabayis until after his man shchito, which is the 15 mil. Rabbi Huda argued. He said, "Kolshen yachli kanes b'shach shchito." Meaning, if a person is able to make it on time to eat the Karban Pesach, even if he's not able to make it on time to shech the Karban Pesach, that's not considered to be b'derek rechayka. Now, when was the Karban Pesach eaten? It wasn't eaten Erev Pesach, but rather it was eaten b'leil tesvav. It was eaten by the seid. Now, this machlik is tanon, until when you were allowed to eat it. Until chatzos, could you eat it the whole night? That's, of course, where the whole tumult comes in terms of eating the afikoyman up until chatzos, because achilas afikoyman is a zecher to achilas Karban Pesach. But the point is that the zman shchita and the zman asiya of the Karban Pesach was Yud Dalet Nisan, but the Zman Achila of the Karban Pesach was actually Beleil Tesvav. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person's B'derech Rechayka, that not only could he make, can he not make it on time to Shech, but he can't even make it on time to eat. Oh, that's already considered B'derech Rechayka. Then you're going to be potter. If, however, you're able to make it to the Har HaBayis on time to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach, even though you couldn't make it on time to Shech, you wouldn't be considered B'derech Rechayka. So it's a very fundamental machlokes between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says B'derech Rechayka is you can't make it on time to Shech. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't make it on time to eat. Obviously, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have to be much further away in order for it to be considered B'derech Rechayka. Either way, Amalei Rabba Lula. So Rabba told Ula, Lididach Kasha, Ula Rav Yehuda Kasha. I have a stira to what you said, Ula, from somewhere else in the sugyas of Karban Pesach. And I have a stira to what Rav Yehuda said from somewhere else in the sugyas of Karban Pesach. Lididach Kasha, the Kasha that I have on you, Ula, the Amrit. You said, Kol Shein Yoch, the Kones B'Shah Shchita, that any person that's so far that he can't make a B'Shah Shchita, that's considered B'Derech Rechayka. And even though you'd be able to make it during this Zman Achila, it doesn't matter. If you can't make a B'Shah Shchita, you're considered to be B'Derech Rechayka. I have a Kasha, but Tomei Sheretz, the Ein Yoch, the Kones B'Shah Shchita. Someone that's Tomei Tuma Sheretz on Yudal and Nisa. As a result, he's not able to enter the Azara. Now, we saw a major machloikis amayron, whether a Tomei Sheretz can have the Karban Pesach brought on his behalf, or cannot. He obviously can't enter the Azara. But the question was, can it be brought on his behalf? Ula was one of the amayron that opined. Vika Amrit, Ula said, Sheikhatin v'zarkin al Tomei Sheretz, that a Tomei Sheretz is able to bring the Karban Pesach. Now, he can't do it, but he can have someone do it on his behalf. What's the Svara? The Svara probably is, because even though the Tomei Sheretz can't shech the Karban Pesach, but at the same time, he can eat the Karban Pesach, because at night, he will have gone to the mikvah, he will have had Harif Shemesh, he'll be tar, he'll be able to eat it. So what do you see? That as long as you'll be right to eat it, even though you're not right to shecht it, you're considered being shayach to the Karban Pesach. So if that's the case, how come when it comes to Derech Rechayka, the fact that you can't be there b'shah shchita makes you b'derech Rechayka? Why don't we say like the Tomei Sheretz, where even though he won't be able to shecht, but he'll be able to eat, so that's enough to say, let's just shecht on his behalf, that he's shayach to Pesach Rishon, there's no reason to push him off to Pesach Sheni. Say the same thing regarding the person that's b'derech Rechayka. Even though he can't make it in time for the shchita, but as long as he'll be able to make it on time for the Achila. The Tomei Sheretz will make it on time for the Achila, therefore Shaychtim V'Zarkin al Tomei Sheretz, to say the same thing with the person, that's B'derech Rechayka, as long as he'll be able to be there for the Shas Achila, that should be enough. It's an obvious stira in Shita Zula, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, and then Rabbi continued, Rabbi Yehuda have the same exact stira, the Amar, because what did Rabbi Yehuda say regarding Derech Rechayka Kosh and Yachad Kanez the Shas Achila? That as long as he can be there on time for the Achila, even though you can't be there on time for the Shchit and the Zrika, you're not considered B'derech Rechayka, but Tomei Sheretz, Yachad Kanez the Shas Achila, but as relates to Tomei Sheretz, where he too can be there for the achila, but can't be there for the shechita of a kamar. And Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, in shoych the vizarkin, al tamei sheretz, that he can have the Karban Pesach on brought. I will be there on time for the achila, but you have to be there on time for the shechita. So it would seem to be literally svarois hafuchos that Rav Ula and Rav Yehuda are taking the diametric opposite positions as it relates to derech rechayko and as it relates to shoych and vizarkin al tamei sheretz. As it relates to derech rechayko, Ula sensitive to being there on time for the shechita. As it relates to tamei sheretz, Ula says as long as you'll be there for the time of the achila, that's going to be enough. And Rav Yehuda takes the opposite position as it relates to derech rechayko, as long as you'll be there for the shas achila, bring the Pesach Rishon. But as it relates to Tomei Sheretz, no, you have to be able to shecht it. So the Gemara says that after Ula heard Rabba out, Amalei, so Ula told Rabba, Loili didi kasha v'loi Rav Yehuda kasha. I disagree. I don't think the kasha you're asking me on my sheet is a kasha, and I'm going to even defend my Bal Plukta. I'm going to defend sheet as Rav Yehuda as well. Loili didi like kasha, as it relates to the kasha you asked me, what's the kasha? As it relates to Derech Rechayka, you have to be able to be there in time at the Shechita. As it relates to Tomei Sheretz, as long as you'll be able to eat the Tomei Sheretz. Derech Rechayka L'tar, they ain't Derech Rechayka L'tomei. So there's the long Rashi, the last Rashi in the Yomid, that explains this in detail, but the short version of what the Gemara's Teretz is, that Derech Rechayka is Xeris HaKasav. At the end of the day, there's a parasha of Derech mechayka. It's a gzeres hakasav, and the definition of the gzeres hakasav is that if you're so far that you can't make it on time to shech, you consider it derech hakayka. Ah, you'll be there on time for the achila. I hear, but that's the gzeres hakasav of derech hakayka. That gzeres hakasav is not true or doesn't apply. There is no din derech hakayka as it relates to a tamei sheretz. As a result, by the tamei sheretz, I'm going to go bas the svara. The svara is as long as I'll be able to eat it, that's enough. You're able to be the carbon pasach. No, it's gzeres hakasav. I hear the stira. It's a good kasha, but at the same time, derech hakayka is based on a pasuk. The Torah says derech hakayka, and my understanding of derech hakayka means you're too far to be able to shech. Rabbi Yehuda le kasha. What about the stira coin to Rabbi Yehuda? Sounding it's a kasha either. Tomei sheretz rachmana dachya. There too, it's gzeres hakasav because Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that a tomei sheretz can't bring the carbon pasach, not because it's not enough that will be roi b'shas achila. Theoretically, that should be enough, but it's again based on gzeres hakasav. The chsiv ish ish ki yitamid lenefesh, and this is the parasha of Pesach Sheni that somebody that was tamid lenefesh can't bring the Pesach Sheni. Now, what type of tamid lenefesh are we talking about? So Rabbi Yehuda held any type of tamid lenefesh, meaning even a tamid lenefesh shechal shviyish lodias b'erev Pesach, whose seventh day fell out on erev Pesach, who theoretically, even though right now he's tamid, but tonight he could be tar as long as he has the hazav of the efer paradum, he goes to the mikvah, the sun will set, it'll be fine. And so the Torah said, then no, you have to bring the Pesach Sheni. So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Sheikh and Bazar and Al Tal Mishar, it's based on Xeris HaKosav, as relates to Derech HaKaika. In Svara, he held Derech HaKaika should be Tali, in Achila, it shouldn't be Tali in Shechita. So even though at first glance, Ula and Rabbi Yehuda's positions, as it relates to that Derech HaKaika, and as it relates to Sheikh and Bazar and Al Tal Mishar, would seem to contradict themselves, but really, after further review, says the Gemara, it's all based on Pesachim. It's based on Gzeres HaKosav. And being that it's based on Gzeres HaKosav, you can't really ask any kashas. Tanu Rabbanan, more on this note. If somebody was standing outside of Maidian, so Maidian, we said, is the cutoff point. That's considered Derech HaKaika. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita in the Mishnah. That's 15 milula said. So if you're outside of Maidian, the Yachli Kanes Besusin Ubefrodin. However, this person, if he would have a ferd, if he would have a mule, he'd be able to make it on time. Meaning, he has the ability, if he would go really, really quickly, to make it to the Har HaBayis on time for him to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. And he didn't do that. So, you would think that maybe he should be chayiv. Meaning, he was b'derech rechayko. So if he was b'derech rechayko, he's not obligated in Pesach Rishon. He gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And if that's the case, he's certainly not chayiv karis. Because it says in the Torah that v'ish asher hutar u'b'derech lo'yhaya v'nichrasa nefesh ahi. But he was far away. Or maybe not. Maybe he should be chayiv. Because even though he was b'derech rechayko, but he could have gotten there. In other words, what would be if somebody's physically b'derech rechayko? You look at the map, he's more than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. However, he has a mitzvah. He does have a way for him to be able to make it on time. Do you say at the end of the day is b'derech rechayko or no? Derech rechayko is more like a simen. You're just too far. You can't make it. If this person can make it, so then maybe he has to make it. And if he doesn't make it, he's chayiv karis for violating Pesach Rishon. So says the Braisa, you would think that if somebody is b'derech rechayka and he had an ability to come, he would be chayiv karis, tamalei b'derech lehoya, v'hala hoya b'derech. But this person was b'derech, and being that he was b'derech, meaning the only time you chayiv karis is if you were not b'derech rechayka. That's the gzeres hakasav. And you are b'derech rechayka. Ah, you had a way of making it? That doesn't matter. If somebody was within Maidian, meaning he wasn't b'derech rechayka, to the contrary, he was within 15 mil, so this person is obligated in Pesach Rishon. And if he wouldn't bring Pesach Rishon, it would be chayiv karis. But what would be if this person, he's stuck in traffic? He has no way of making it. B'nei gemalim, v'kroynes, and ma'akvis, because there's camels and there's wagons that are getting in the way. Yochel lo yechayiv. You would think he shouldn't be chayiv. Now Rashi says, obviously we're talking about where he has some ability. He has some ability to do it, to go. Meaning he can leave his family behind and he can scoot ahead. So like this, he'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So you would think that at the end of the day, being that he can't make it, so he doesn't have to leave his family. This person at the end of the day was not b'derech rechayka. Being that he wasn't b'derech rechayka, even though he was in an inconvenience situation, it doesn't matter. He's chayiv karis if he doesn't bring the Pesach Rishon. So we're discussing the halachos of derech rechayka. Ezohi derech rechayka, Rabbi Akiva is the first sheet in the Mishnah, min ha-moidiyin u-lechutz u-kimidasa l'chol ruach. What's the distance of Maidian to Yerushalayim, Amar Ula, min ha-moidiyin li-Yerushalayim chamisha asar mila. It's 15 mil. So what's derech rechayka according to Rabbi Akiva? Says Ula, it's 15 mil. And then the Gemara, had it Ula come to this? He came to it with a mitzius, and he came to it with a lambdas, meaning the two converge to formulate the Shita of Ula. The lumdus first is that a person is considered a derech chayka if at the earliest time that you could bring the Karban Pesach, if you would set out to the Har HaBayis, you wouldn't make it on time to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Even if you would make it on time to eat the Karban Pesach, Ula doesn't care about that. If at from the earliest time you can bring it, if you headed out, you wouldn't make it on time to bring it, then the halacha is you're going to be considered a derech chayka. Okay, so how does that translate into 15 mil? So the Gemara said it's based on something that Rabbi Yochanan said. And I think it's kedai to see Rabbi Yochanan again inside because it's going to be the topic of the next little part of the daf. So it was the second line after the Gemara on Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. The Amar Rabbi Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bachanam said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Kama halacha the miyayim. How much can a person travel on one day? Asara parsois, 40 mil. What's the breakdown? From Alois until Neitzachama, 5 mil. Mishkiyasachama batzeisach yechavim, also 5 mil. Pashalu talsin. So you have 5 and 5, you're left with 30. Chamesa mitzafel the pagod yema. 15 from the morning until the midpoint of the day. The chamesa mitpagod yema l'urta. And another 15 from that midway point of the day until the evening. The point is it's 15 mil of Bein Rabbayin, that's the Zman of Karban Pesach, that's how you come up with 15 mil. Notice, by the way, in Rabbi Yochanan's Cheshbon of Kama Mahalach Adam Bayayim, he's talking only about day, meaning at night, from Tzeisak Echovim until Alois HaShachar, the thought process is that nobody travels. Although we'll see in the Gemara that that's not entirely the case, but that doesn't fall into the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is more during the daytime hours, that's when people usually travel. At night, the world shut down, certainly once upon a time, before there were highways and lights, so nothing really happened at night. And as a result, the Cheshbon of the 40 mil is all during the daytime hours. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava made an observation based on what Rabbi Yochanan said and based on what Ula said. Shisa alfei parsi hava almo. He said the world is 6,000 parsois. So the world is made up of 6,000 parsois. Now, what does he mean? The world. So Rashi says hekef hiloth hachama betoicha cholo mimizrach lamayiv. He was referring to the movement of the sun. The sun, when it travels mimizrach lamayiv from east to west. So from when it begins until where it ends, it travels 6,000 parsois. So the entire trajectory from sea to shining sea of the sun, said Rava, is 6,000 parsois. The sumcha de rakia, the thickness of the rakia, alpha parsi, is 1,000 parsois. Says the Gemara, how did Rava know this? Chad Gemara v'chad asfar. He based it on a tradition, and then he took that tradition, and from there he inferred a svar. Meaning, these two things that he said was a combination of Gemara, something that he did with Messiah, and something that he was able to figure it out on his own. Okay, what's the Messiah? How much is an Adam Bein and he travel during a day? Yud Parsois. My Lois Hashachar, Vada Nein Tzachram Hemil. From my Lois until Nates, 5 mil. Mishkiyah Zacham Vat Seis Gechom Vachamishis Mil. From Shkiyah until Seis Gechom is 5 mil. Nimsa. That's the case. Ob Yeshol Rikia, Echad Mishisha Vayoyim. Once he had that tradition, now is the Echad Svara, he knew me Svara, that the thickness of the Rekia must be 1/6 of what the trajectory of the sun is. And if that's the case, Shisa Alpha Parsi Hava Alma, and that means that Sumcha de Rekia is Alpha Parsi, that the ratio between the trajectory of the sun and the thickness of the rakia is a 6-to-1 ratio. And this is really based on the following. It's based on Rava understood that if the time that a person can travel from Alois HaShachar until Netzach Hama is 5 milen, and the time that the distance that a person can travel from Shkiyas HaChama until Tzeisach HaChavim is 5 milen, that means that the amount that a person can travel as the sun goes through the thickness of the rakia is 5 mil. Because when that tkufa, that's between Alois HaShachar and Netzach Hama, that tkufa, that's between Shkiyas HaChama and Tzeisach HaChavim, where you see the sun but you don't see the sun, that's a result of the sun going through the Av Yoshal Rakia. That's what's going on then. Okay, so if that's the case, we know that from a distance perspective, Av Yoshal Rakia, a person can travel 5 milen. Now, the sun rises fully Netzach Hama, and then it sets Shkiyas HaChama. That means the trajectory of the sun before it goes through the Av Yoshal Rakia and after it emerges from Av Yoshal Rakia is the amount that a person can travel 30 milen. Because again, it's 40 million in total. It's 5 from Alois until Neitz. It's 5 from Shkia until Tzeisak Echavim. And the middle is 30. The middle is when the sun is doing its thing. The first 5 and the last 5 is when it's going through Av Yishal Rekia. Which means the amount of time of Av Yishal Rekia, or the amount of distance that a person would be able to travel as the sun is going through Av Yishal Rekia, relative to the amount that a person is able to travel as the sun is going from east to west, is 1 to 6. Or 6 to 1. Now, the cheshbin that Rabbi Yochanan said it was in terms of how much a person can travel, but that obviously converts, looking at it from the sun's perspective, into a distance and a time cheshbin as well. The bottom line is that the relationship, the ratio between the hekif of the sun as it moves from Mizrach to Ma'ariv to the thickness of the Rekia is a 6 to 1 ratio, and that's what Rava said. Nimtza of Yishal Rekia echad mishisha b'yayim. Freik the Gemara Akasha. Meisvi. Rabbi Yudaim, Rabbi Yudah said, of Yishal Rekia, the thickness of the Rekia is echad me'asar b'yayim. It's 1/10 of the day. Teida, how do you know that? Kam halachad me'nin b'yayim. How much does the person travel during the day? Esa parasois, 10 parasois. Me'alois ha'shachar v'ad ha'neitz ha'chamo arbas milen. Now, up till now, this is almost exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kamim halach adam beinini bayayim eser parsois. Not almost exactly, it's exactly what he said. It's 10 parsois. 10 parsois equals 40 million. But this is where we're going to go off a little bit. Now, this is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda talking. From Alois HaShach until Neitz HaChama, Arbas Milan. A person travels 4 mil. Mishkiyas HaChama Vatzeis HaKechavim, that's the latter part of the day, Arbas Milan. He also travels 4 mil. Nimtza, so it comes out, Ovi Shal Rekia, Echon Me'asar B'yon. So it comes out that the Ovi of the Rekia is 1/10 of the day. Now Rava had said that the Ovi of Rekia is 1/6 of the day. Rabbi Yehuda said the Ovi of the Rekia is 1/10 of the day. It sounds like that's the Kasha, right? It's actually not the Kasha. What do you mean? It sounds like a blatant stira. The reason that's not the kasha is because it's obvious that Rava and Rabbi Yehuda were looking at it a little bit differently. Rava was comparing the Av Yishal Rekia relative to the sun's traveling from east to west. Rabbi Yehuda was looking at the Av Yishal Rekia relative to the bigger picture, relative to the entirety. So obviously they're coming from a slightly different perspective. So that's not the kasha. The kasha is not the 1/6 to 1/10, because they're obviously looking at it differently. However, despite the fact that they're looking at it differently, the numbers are still off. And the reason the numbers are still off is because they're coming from they're starting off with a different formula. They're starting off with a different cheshbon. Rava was working with what Rabbi Yochanan said, with what Ula had quoted in the beginning of the sugya of Derech HaChayka, and that is Av Yishal Rekia is 5, meaning the amount of distance that a person can travel during the time that the sun comes up and down through Av Yishal Rekia is 5 million. The amount of time that the sun travels is 30 million. Okay, the way Rabbi Yehuda had it was that the amount of the distance that a person can travel during the Av Yishal Rekia is 4 million. That's the stira. The stira, is it 5 or is it 4? Zok the Gemara, like, number one, tiyufta de Rava tiyufta. It's checkmate on Rava. Rava quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and he even cheshbin based on that, this 1 to 6 ratio, that 1 to 6 ratio works if it's 30 to 5. Now all of a sudden it's not 30 to 5. By the way, what is it if it's not 30 to 5? If Av Yishal Rekia is 4, so you have 4 on the front end, from Alois HaShachar until Neitz HaChama, you have 4 on the back end, from Shkia until Tzeisak Echav, and the middle is 32. So it's not 1, it's not 5 to 30, it's really 4 to 32. So number one, Tiyufta Derab, Tiyufta De Ula, Tiyufta. It's also Tiyufta De Ula, because Ula was the one that said that how much could a person travel during the day? It's 30 mil. 15 from Neitz until Chatzos, another 15 from Chatzos until Shkia, and it was based on that Derech Rechaika ends up being 15 mil. Here you see it's not 15 mil. What is it? It's 16 mil. Because Av Yishal Rekia, because from Alois until Netz is 4, and from Shkia until Tzeis is 4, which means it's 32 in the middle, so it's 16 from Neitz Acham until Chatzos, and it's 16 from Chatzos until Shkia. So it's not 15 mil, it's 60 mil. So that's obviously Tufti Dula. So come on, let me have Tufti de Rabbi Yochanan. Should we also say it's Tufti de Rabbi Yochanan? Now at first glance, you're going to say, what's the Shaila? Of course it's Tufti de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that started all this. He said, Ula was only quoting Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kam malachad mayoim asar parsois. From Malois until Ne, it's 5. From Shkia until Tzeis, 5. Pashtulei Talsin, you're left with 30. So Rashi says the reason it's only a lema Tufti de Rabbi Yochanan is because really it was when Ula was quoting wasn't Rabbi Yochanan. He quoted Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara Safik is maybe all Rabbi Yochanan said was, quote, Kama Mahalach Adam Ayayim Asara Parsais. Maybe that's all he said, which Rabbi Yehuda said, which doesn't contradict Rabbi Yehuda. It could be everything after that is Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud's commentary. He said, what's the breakdown of 40? The breakdown of 40 is 5, 30, and 5. Rabbi Yehuda said it's 4, 32, and 4. So it's only a lema tiyav tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. It'd be a tiyufta on Rabbi Bar Barchana, but that's not what the Gemara is discussing. So it's for sure a tiyufta on Rava, because Rava had it 5:35. That's how he had his 1 to 6 ratio. Rabbi Yehuda the Tana had it as 4:32:4. So it's tiyufta. It's for sure tiyufta on Ula, because Ula was zicha working with 15. Why? Because 5:35, you take the 30, you break it into 2, that's how you get Derech Chayka being 15. But Rabbi Yochanan just said 40. Rabbi Yehuda said the same 40. It was Rabbi Bar Barchana, maybe, interpretation that it's 5:35 as opposed to 4:32:4. So that's the shayla over here. Is this a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan? Amalachai says no. Could be a nabi, a mama, who da amri, v'rabbanan, who da katai. Rabbi Yochanan can always say, no, I just said 40. That was all I said. The rabbis made a mistake. What was the mistake that they made? So the Gemara adds one knech. De kachashvin, de kadma, v'chashoicha. Because they were cheshvining the fact, or they weren't cheshbening the fact that people leave a little early in the morning, meaning even though people don't travel at night, but sometimes people will travel fartogs, meaning late in the night, as it's starting to become day, people will start traveling. And the same is true as it relates to the night. People don't travel at night, but sometimes you'll end your trip a little bit into the night. What's the point? The point is, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, that really I held like Rabbi Yehuda, that a person travels during the day, 4 mil. And a person would travel, you know, towards the latter part of the day, 4 mil. The reason Rabbi Bar Barchana and Ula and Rava, the reason they all thought it was 5, is because the Metzia says that if you watch a person travel, usually by Netzach Hama, he's 5 mil into his trip. So they assume, 5 mil into the trip. And obviously, you travel 5 mil from Alois HaShach until Netzach Hama. But really, it was a mistake. Really, you only travel 4 mil during that time. Why would a person be 5 mil into his trip? Because sometimes people start traveling a little earlier and they end up being 1 mil into their trip already by Alois. But the point is, that's what threw them for a loop, because they knew you're 5 mil in by Netzach Hama. So they assume, you probably travel 5 mil, but it's not true. Really, only travel 4 mils. Can we say that because of this Rabbi Yehuda, there's also a tufta on Rabbi Chanina? Okay, so what Rabbi Chanina do in our sokya? Rabbi Chanina was also mentioned briefly on Daf Tzadik Kimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Chanina said that how do you know from Alois HaShach until Netzach Hama a person can travel 5 mil? He said, because the pasuk says, "Ukumaya shachar ola vayoitzu hamalachim," that when the malachim came to save light, so they came to Sodom. Ukumaya shachar ola bayalois hashachar, and then it says, by the time at Neitzachama they were in Tzoyar. And Rabbi Chanina said, "Ledi chazik lahu asra." I saw the distance between Sodom and Tzoyar. V'avachameishas milan. It's 5 mil. So you see clearly again, it's 5 mil. You see, a person has to travel 4 mil. A person travels 5 mil. So the Gemara says, "Is it a tiyufta?" Rabbi Chanina also the Gemara says, "Loi vayitzu shani." Could be over there. It's different because over there they were moving very fast. And because they were moving fast, the pasuk says vayoitzu, so meaning that they were traveling very quickly, so therefore they were able to pick up more ground than usual, they were able to travel an extra mil. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda said that a person travels 40 mil a day, that's what he's able to travel in Adam Beinani. It's 4 mil from Neitz until Alois, it's 4 mil from Shki until Tzeis. During the day, it's 32 mil, 16 from Neitz until Chatzai, 16 from Chatzois until Shkias Achama, and the Gemara said that this one statement that Rabbi Yehuda said means that this tufta is all over the place as it relates to Tamay Ram. It's tufta de Rava, it's tufta de Ula, could be it's a tufta de Rabbi Yochanan, and it could be it's also a tufta de Rabbi Chanina. What does it have to do with our sugya? So there actually is an afkumina, because Ula said that the shear of Derech HaChayka is 15 mil, and it was based on an understanding of how much a person travels during the day, that ultimately, because of this Gemara's Tiyufta, and really what emerges then is that the shear of Derech HaChayka shouldn't be 15 mil, but rather the shear of Derech HaChayka should be 16 mil. Zok ni Gemara, Tashma. So we're going back to what Rava said. Now, Rava said, Shisa alfi parsi hava alma, that the sun travels 6,000 parsois from east to west. And then he said, the sumcha de rakia, the thickness of the rakia, is another 1,000 parsais. He said the ratio was 6:1, and that's why we're talking about this now, because that relates to Ula's shear of Derech HaChayka. But as it relates to 6,000 parsais, as it relates to Rava's memory, Zokta Gemara, Mitzrayim Haya, Arba Meis Parsal, Arba Meis Parsal, Mitzrayim was 400 parsais by 400 parsais. Mitzrayim Echa Meshishim HaKush, Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush. V'Kush Echa Meshishim Ba'olam. Kush is 1/60th of the world. The world is 1/60th of the garden. Vegan, the garden is Echmashishim Be'eden, is 1/60th of Eden. Ve'eden, Echmashishim Be'Gehenim, is 1/60th of Gehenim. Nimtza kol oilam kulay, kikisa gedeir the Gehenim. It comes out that the whole world, meaning the universe, is so small relative to Gehenim. It's like a kisa of a gedeir. Think of Gehenim as the pot, and this is the covering of the pot. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the world is much bigger than 6,000 parsais. Rava says, Shisa alfi parsi hava alma. It's much bigger than that. How do you see that? Because Mitzrayim is 400 parsais. It's 1/60th of Kush. Kush is 1/60th of the world. So if you do 400 times 60 times 60, you can end up with a much bigger number than 6,000. So the Gemara said, Rava seemed to suggest that if the sun travels east to west, 6,000 parsais, that's the entire distance of the world. Says the Gemara, that clearly cannot be based on this cheshbon. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta Tashma, another Tiyufta, Tanav Eliyorim, Nazarim Nazan, Kola Yishuv, Kuloi, Tachas Koichav, Echad Yoishuv. He said, the entire Yishuv. So the Yishuv means civilization. He said, the whole civilized world sits under one Koichav. He says, how do you know that? A person can look up, he can see a star on top of him. Now, you travel to the east, you're still going to see the star on top of you. You can look to all, you can travel to any four corners of the world, you're still going to see it on top of you. So what do you see? The Chola Yishuv Kuloi Tachas. That means the whole world the whole Yishuv is under one Koichav. Now we know there's so many Koichavim. Rashi says, how many Koichavim? Too many to count. La'ein Misvar. So if there's so many Koichavim and the whole Yishuv is under one Koichav, obviously the world is much bigger than 6,000 parsalai. So this was Chazal's way of just proving from braces, from different statements that Tanoi made, that the world must be much bigger than 6,000 parsalai. Not like Rava suggested that the whole world is 6,000 parsalai. Tashma, another raya. Egla bitzafim, the Akrav bedarim. So these are two of the constellations. So Egla is to the north, and Akrav is to the south. V'chala yishuv kulay eino yelabein Egla la Akrav. And the whole yishuv sits between Egla and Akrav. V'chala yishuv kulay eino hoiva elisha achas biyoin. And as it relates to the sun moves through the entire yishuv, meaning the sun travels from Neitzachama until Shkia Sachama. But as it relates to it crossing over the Yishuv, it crosses over the Yishuv during 1 hour of the day. How do you know? Because on the fifth hour of the day, the Chama is to the east, no matter where you are. And in the seventh hour of the day, the Chama, the sun, is to the west. Again, no matter where you are. But it's in the middle of the sixth hour, in the middle of the seventh hour, that the Chama is on top of the Yishuv. That means the Chama travels for 12 hours and it covers the Yishuv. It covers the Yishuv in 1 hour, which means the Yishuv makes up 1/12 of the entire trajectory of the Chama. Which means then that the entire trajectory of the Chama must be much bigger than 6,000 parsois, because if the entire trajectory of the Chama is 6,000 parsois, that would then mean that the Yishuv is 1/12 of 6,000 parsois, and there's no way that's the case. It's obviously much, much bigger than that. And as a result, that's another tyufta, says the Gemara, on what Rava said. Tashma nochat tyufta. Dom Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Machshuva, he shifte baskol oiser rasha. What was the answer that Shamayim, the Baskel, said to Oisei Rasha, B'shosha Amma Ela Bomsei Ov, Adam Mila El, that's a Baskel of Armalai. Now, who is this Rasha? Rashi, last Rashi on the Amid, Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar said, I am going to ascend the clouds, Adam Mila El Yoin. I want to be like a god. So Baskel came out and said, quote, Rasha, Ben Benoi, Shel Nimroid HaRasha. Shehimir Es Kol Oilum Kulo Yolaybe Malchusoi. So the Baskel comes and turns to Nebuchadnezzar and says, you are Rasha, Ben Benoi Shel Nimroid HaRasha. Nimrod HaRasha wanted to do the same thing, right? Nimrod HaRasha, the Daraflaga, let's build a mountain, let's build a tower, build a migdal, and this exact thing. So you want to do the same exact thing. And then the Basco went and started telling Nebuchadnezzar how foolish it is. He said, how much can a person live? Shivim Shana, Vim Begvurais, Shmoinim Shana. I mean, Yeshua said, Vim Shivim Shana, Vim Gvurais, Shmoinim Shana. So he said like this, Min Aretz, Ad Rekia, the Baskel said, to travel from the Aretz until the Rekia Mahalich HaMesh Meh Shana would take 500 years. Fa'avi Yishon Rekia, the thickness of the Rekia Mahalich HaMesh Shana, another 500 years. Upein Rekia, the Rekia, between each of the Rekias, the seven heavens. So between the seven Rekias, Mahalich HaMesh Shana would be another five. V'chein Bein Kol Rekia. So we're talking about literally the distance between the Rekias and each Rekia is all 500 years. So it's impossible for you to, it would be impossible for you to do this. So what did the Baskel continue? The Bas Ach El Sha'ol Turad El Yakbe Sebar. You think you're going to go all the way up into the clouds? To the contrary, you know where you're going? You're going to the Sha'ol. You're going to go to the Yakbe Sebar. You're going to go to the depths of the pit. What do you see from here? So you see that to go from Aretz until the Rekia would take 500 years of traveling. Rashi, quoting a Gemara, Masechtas Chagiga, says that the Midas Arkoi and the Midas Rachbay of the world are the same thing. Which means that if to go from the ground to Shemayim would take 500 years, then to go east to west would also take 500 years, which means it's much bigger than 6,000 parsois. And again, says the Gemara, Te Yofta. Either way, on the topic of the little bit of science and astronomy, the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. This next Gemara is famous, and the reason it's famous is because this is one of the Gemaras that discuss science. And obviously, in order to properly go through this Gemara, we would need a proper introduction, and really a general introduction that deals with where science and Torah intersect. This is above my pay grade. This is something that we've dabbled in a little bit over the years. But the point is that this Gemara, Psachim Daf Tzadik Dalet, is Exhibit A, Exhibit B, and Exhibit C, as it relates to this concept of Torah and science. Regardless, Hadvarim Atikin, we're going to do what we do. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabban, Chachmi Yisrael, Oim, Chachmi Yisrael, we're of the opinion that Galgal Kavua, the Galgal of the Mazolos is Kavua. So the Galgal, literally translated, is a wheel. So the wheel where the Mazolos are contained is kavua, it's set. Umazol is chayzerin. As it relates to the constellations themselves, so they're chayzer, meaning they revolve, they move. Chachmi umazolim, I mean, the chachmi umazolim were of the opinion just the opposite. The galgal chayzer, of galgal achayzer fame, the galgal is chayzer, meaning this wheel, whatever exactly that is, that's what's revolving. Umazol is kavun, the mazolis that are inside, those are kavun. So the chachmi yisron, the chachmi umazolim were debating, they were trying to understand the relationship between the sun and the constellation. And they understood that there was some movement because obviously they observed it at different times, and they realized that they weren't exactly in the same proximity. Something was changing, and they were trying to figure out what exactly was moving. And the Chachmi Yisrael and the Chachmi Umazoylam had a machloikis. So this is not a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel and Abai and Rava. It was a machloikis between the Chachmi Yisrael and the Chachmi Umazoylam. Chachma Bagoyim Tamen. The Chachmi Yisrael believed that the Galgal, that the constellations are contained in its Kavur, that doesn't go anywhere. The Mazolos are what moves. And the Chachmas are just the opposite. The Galgal is Chayzer, and the Mazol is some movement. So the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Shuvah l'divreim. I have a kasha on the Chachmei Umay Sa'olam. What was his question? May Oilam lo matzinu Egla Bedarim ve'akrav Betzofen. I've never seen Egla Bedarim and Akrav Betzofen. Meaning, I've always seen it in the reverse. Okay, what does that mean? He felt that if the Galgal was moving, then our relationship and the way we observe different Mazolos should change as the Galgal moves. And that, in the world of astronomy, again, above my pay grade, is supposed to mean, and that should be a raya, that the galgal is not moving. Rav Achim Yaakov said to Rebbe, I don't think that's a raya. V'dumah kibbutzina derechaya. It could be that really the galgal moves, like the Chachmi Umas Ha'olam claim it does. But at the same time, it moves like the blade of a mill. Inami, or perhaps, kitzinoir d'dash. Maybe really the galgal moves. But it moves like the pivot of a door. So again, there's a lot here that I don't fully understand. But I think the point is that it could be that really the galgal is moving, but it could be there's other rotations that are happening as well. And being that the two things are rotating, so therefore, as we observe it, we're not fully comprehending or we're not seeing it necessarily the way you would expect it to see. Meaning, if only the galgal was moving, then you're right. At some point, you would find Egla Bedarim and Akrav Betzofen. And that was what Rebbe said. I understand, if the galgal is moving, so it should move to the point that the constellations that we hear are suddenly there. The constellations are contained in this galgal, and the galgal just moves. So how come I'm not perceiving the constellations being in different places? Must be the constellations themselves are rotating, but the galgal is not moving. So that's why wherever if it's Tzofen, it remains in Tzofen. If it's Dar, it remains in Dar. It revolves in Tzofen. It revolves in Dar, but it's not really moving. So Rav Achim Yaakov said maybe that's not what's going on. It could be that really the galgal is moving, but at the same time maybe the sun is moving. Maybe something else is moving, which therefore is causing it from a perception perspective, to look identical, but it's not a hechruch. Therefore, our observation, that is not a hechruch, that nothing is moving. So we mentioned the machloikis between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Chachmei Umay Sa'olam. You don't see that every day. So the Gemara now mentions another machloikis. Chachmei Yisrael, let me Chachmei Yisrael, the opinion that Bayoim Chamim Alech Samatim Rakiya. During the day, the sun travels underneath the Rakiya. So the Rakiya is the one of the heavens, but it's underneath the Rakiya. Ubalayl mayim Rakiya, at night it's on top of the Rakiya. During the day, the Chama is lamatam Rakiya, meaning they agree with that. Ubalayla, where is it? It's not lamaylam in our Rakiya, but rather it's lamatam in our karka. It's underneath the ground. So we're trying to figure out, where's the sun at night? So the Chachmei Yisrael said, it's on top of the Rakiya. That's why we don't see it. The Chachmei Umas Olam said, no, it's lamatam in our karka. It's underneath the ground. Oh, my Rebbe, Rebbe said, Venir Devrei and Bidevreinu. Rebbe said, surprisingly, I think the Chachmei Umas Olam are right. And I'll prove it to you. Shnebayoy Mayonisun, Ubalayla Roishchit, says, you ever notice the springs get very hot at night? Why are they so hot at night? Probably because the sun is lamatam in our karka. And as a result, it's heating up the springs. Tanya went to the Bryce from Nasrim 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 Nasrim. During the summer, the Chama travels on the Gavish Arakiya, travels high in the sky. Therefore, the world gets very hot during the summer. Mayan is signing in. And the springs are very cold because it's very far from the springs. During the winter, Chama Lech Bishavuli Rakiya. The sun is out. You see the sun, obviously, during the winter, during daytime, but it's lower in the Rakiya. Therefore, the world doesn't get heated up so much. And to the contrary, Mayanis Reischen, you find the springs get hotter. Tanur Rabbanan, another price on this idea. So there's four paths, there's four shvilin that the sun travels through. Nisan, Iyar, Vesivan, during those 3 months, Maleches Baharin, it moves through the mountains. And the reason it does is it has to melt all the snow that are on the mountains. Tamas of Elul, the next 3 months, Maleches Beyishuv, it moves through the Yishuv, through civilization. To ripen all the peiros, all the crops. Tishrei marchesh v'kislev, maleches bayamim. It goes through the oceans. To dry out the rivers. Tevesh shvat v'adar. Those final 3 months, maleches b'midbar, it goes in the midbar. Shloi liyavish hasazron. So like this, it has to get away. It's in the midbar, away from the civilization. The reason is so that the zrom, all the seeds that are doing its thing, that eventually are going to sprout, they shouldn't get dried out, and therefore it stays away. It goes into the Midbar. Either way, we return to our regular program, which is the halachos of Karban Pesach, specifically the halachos of Pesach Sheni. So up until this point, we discussed the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah and the Avtzad Gimel Amid Beis, who says, what's the definition of Derech HaChayka? It's min ha-moidiyan ulechutz, ukimidas lechol ruach, which Ula said is 15 mil, the Gemara said, tiyufta to Ula, and it sounds like from the Gemara, really the shear would then be 16 mil. But that was the first Shita. What's the methodology of the first Shita? That if you're so far, that you can't make it on time to shech the Karban Pesach. What do you mean you can't make it? You should have left a month ago. No, you're not mechuyev to leave until Bizman Shechita. If you would leave at the time of the Shechita, would you make it on time? So if the answer is you'd make it on time, yeah. So really, what it depends on is what, if had you left in Bizman Shechita, could you have made it on time to Shech or not? Rabbi Eliezer was the second Shechita in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, Mieskupas Azaru Lochotz. Even if you're outside of the Azara, that's already considered B'derech HaChayk. And at first glance, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer saying a big Chiddush. I don't say you're outside the Azara, walk inside the Azara. Says Rabbi Eliezer, I hear, but you consider B'derech HaChayk. And just to appreciate the implications, you'll bring the Pesach Sheni. That's not a Chiddush, really, because anyone that didn't bring the Pesach Rishon brings the Pesach Sheni. We saw that. Doesn't matter if you're a Shoygid, you're an Oynos, you're amazed, you always bring the Pesach Sheni. The Chiddush is, you're not going to be Chayv Karis. Someone that doesn't bring the Pesach Rishon is Chayv Karis. The Chiddush is that this person will not be Chayiv Karis because he was B'derech HaChayka. So what do you want from him? You should have been in the Azara. I understand I should have, but I was outside. So a person that's outside the Azara is considered B'derech HaChayka. Even though you couldn't have walked in, and what, we don't tell him walk in? How could that be Vatanya? We learned in a B'raise, a Yid, that's an Oral that didn't do Bris Mili. Could have done Bris Mili before Pesach, but he chose not to. The halach is anush karis, he's chayv karis. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, chayv karis for violating the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Forget about the karis of Mila. But he's chayv karis for not bringing the Karban Pesach. You know who said this? Rebbe Eliezer said this. Why does Rebbe Eliezer hold that way? Because he should have done the bris Mila. Says the steam Rebbe Eliezer. Here Rebbe Eliezer says you're outside of the Azara. You're not mechuyev to walk in. You're considered the Erech HaChayka. No karis. Why is it different than a Yehudi Arel that didn't do bris Mila? That's chayv karis. Amar Abaya. Sabaya said, Derech Rechoiko Letohar, Fe'ein Derech Rechoiko Letame. It's different. You know what the difference is? derech achayka is exeris akasov, and because exeris akasov, the halach is that if you're a derech achayka, you're not chayiv karis. What's the definition of derech achayka? Rabbi Lezer holds you outside of the Azara. Okay, so outside of the Azara is the definition of derech achayka, similar to what the Gemara said on the bottom of the Avtzadik Gimel on the base when the Gemara was discussing the steer and ula. But the point is that you're right. In Svara, you could have walked in, but the Torah said derech achayka, and you're a derech achayka, and that's why the halacha is that you're not chayiv karis. Rava said a different teretz. He says no, it's not. There's not all tzeres akasa, but there's the kubi the teretz is differently. Tanoihi, rather it's a machloikis tanoim. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Reb Lezer said nemer richok makom pesach. It says the words richok makom by the carbon pesach. What does it say that? B'derech achayka. V'nemar richok makayim b'maisa. And it says richok makayim regarding maisa sheni. Ki yirchak mimcha ha-makayim. So the halacha of maisa sheni was that it had to be eaten dafka in Yerushalayim. Torah says, what if ki yirchak mimcha ha-makayim? So outside of Yerushalayim, you can redeem your payrois for money. And then the next time you go to Yerushalayim, when you're regal, or the next time you go, you'll bring the money and you'll buy food and you'll eat the food there in Yerushalayim. But the Torah again uses the same words, ki yirchak mimcha ha-makayim. So Rabbi Eliezer said, ma lahan l'chutz l'achil osoy, afkan chutz l'achil osoy. Just like the definition of ki yirchak mimcha ha-makom as it relates to Ma'aseh Sheni means outside of Yerushalayim, meaning outside of the place where you can eat your Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So ki yirchak mimcha ha-makom means you're outside of Yerushalayim. So you have a right to be poyde. You can be poyde Ma'aseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And the definition of ki yirchak mimcha ha-makom means outside of the makom achila. So he said here too, as it relates to Korban Pesach, b'derech achayka means you're outside of the makom achila. So this is Rebbe Eliezer talking, and Rebbe Eliezer said that what's the definition of derech achayka? You're outside of the makom achila's Korban Pesach. What's the makom achila's Korban Pesach? It's Yerushalayim. So if you're outside of Yerushalayim, you're considered to be derech achayka. No, it doesn't mean chutz la'achni lasai, but rather it means chutz la'atzi yasai. You're outside of the place that you're able to bring the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was eaten in Yerushalayim, but it had to be brought in the Azar. The point is that we have over here of mefurish machloikis tanoim, what Rabbi Eliezer sheet is, as it relates to the definition of a derech achayka. That first Tana said that Rebbe Eliezer Shita was similar to Richok Makim by Ma'aseh Sheni. Richok Makim by Ma'aseh Sheni means outside of Yerushalayim. It also means outside of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name Rebbe Eliezer, it's outside of the Azara. Zokti Gemara, you have a steer in Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds that Derech Chachokim means outside of the Azara. I just walk in. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer himself said that a Yehudi Aros Shalai Mal, he didn't do Bris Mila, he's Chayav Karas. Why? Because he should have just done the Bris Mila. See, the two just walk in. It's a steer in Rabbi Eliezer. So, well, you're right. It is a steer in Rabbi Eliezer. It is a steer in Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Amar, you're right. We know there's a Machlaikis Tanah where Rabbi Eliezer held. Because we know it's from a Mufurish Abraisa. Oh, once we know it's a Machlaikis Tanah where Rabbi Eliezer held. So I'll tell you that the Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah that said Chutz La Skubas Azar, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer, Chutz La Siyasnoi, and Rabbi Eliezer, that said, Yehudei Aral Shalai Mal is Anush Karis. That's the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, holds Enochanami. If you were Bederech Chayka in the sense that you're outside the Azara, it would be a problem. What then is Derech Chayka? Means that you're physically outside of Yerushalayim. Zok de Gemara. Keman Ozla. Hod Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. B'tmeyim Holach Acharoiv Ha'imnim Ba'azara. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said that when it comes to assessing the Tmeyim at the Hirim regarding determining whether roiv of the yidden atame yatar for tuma hutcha betzibur tuma tchoy betzibur. So you look at the people. Who are the people? The people are the people that are in the azara. B'tmeim holach acha roiv ha'imdim ba'azara. Keman, who's that like? It's Rabbi Yosni, Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'ama, Mishur, Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Yosni, Rabbi Yehuda, same name, Rabbi Eliezer, that only if you're inside the Azara, you chayiv in the Korban Pesach. If you're outside of the Azara, you consider B'derech Chayka. Oh, if you consider B'derech Chayka, then you don't count in terms of the census, in terms of determining, are the Yidin Tame, the Yidin Tar. This is all Rabbi Yosni, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. And this is, of course, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah as well. Who Shita was, is that we look at only people that are in the Azara, and that's why if you're outside of the Azara, you can be considered a derech achayka. The Mishnah concluded on Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis and said, Amalei Rabbi Yosi. So after Rabbi Eliezer said, Mi eskupas ha-azara l'chutz, Rabbi Yosi commented, he said, L'fich nokra, now I know why there's a pintel on top of the hay. If you look in the Torah, in a Sefer Torah, on top of the word, letter hay, in the word b'derech achayka, there's a little dot. Teach me, because usually you would translate rechayka means you're really far. No, the point, the reason is that is, and tell me that's not really not what it means. You don't have to be so far. As long as you're outside of the Azara, that's already considered b'derech rechayka. Zok the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Derech, had it said in the Torah, Derech Shmei Aniyah, I would have thought
Mahalich Shnayim Oishleisha Yom. You have to be 2 or 3 days away. When it says in the Torah, Ubederech Loihoyo, Magid, we learn from this, Shemiyaskupas Azara, the Chutzkari Derech, that even if you're outside of the Azara, that's already going to be considered Derech. The point is, it's Rabbi Eliezer Sheet in the Mishnah, it was Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, and it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Braisa, who holds dear too that the definition of Derech Rechoika doesn't necessarily have to be a real Derech Rechoika. But even if you're Bederech Loihoya, meaning not even Rechoika, but Bederech Loihoya, just Derech, even if you're outside a little bit, you're outside of the Azara, that too would be considered. So again, the topic of the daf, really, from the backdrop perspective, was what is the definition of Derech Rechoika? Derech Rechoika is infamous in the world of Karban Pesach. He is not Chayiv Karis. He doesn't bring the Pesach Rishon. According to some Amiram, he can't even make a Shliach to bring the Pesach Rishon on his behalf. He gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. He's one of the two examples of the Torah of people that got pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Anyone that didn't bring the Pesach Rishon gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. Even someone that B'mezid didn't bring the Pesach Rishon got pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. But the Torah gave two examples. Someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis and somebody that was B'derech Rechoika. And the Shaila is, what's the definition of Derech Rechoika? In the Mishnah, it was a Machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're min hamidian, or the equivalent thereof, which is, according to Ula, it's 15 mil. According to the Gemara's Tufta de Ula, and really what seemed to emerge from the Tufta de Ula, is that maybe it would be 16 mil. We had Rabbi Yehuda da Meira that said, you're so far that if you would leave by Chatzos, by Bein Arbayim, the earliest time to bring the Karban Pesach, you wouldn't even make it on time to eat. You'd make it after the Afikoman. You would show up after Chatzos. Either way, that was the discussion in terms of Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Second Shitas Rabbi Eliezer Shita. If you're outside of the Azara, you're already considered B'derech Rechoika. That sounds like an unbelievable chiddush. Just walk in. You're right, it's Xeris HaKosim. The outside of the Azara, what emerged from the Gemara is that, number one, it's not only Rabbi Eliezer Shita, it's also Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, it's also Rabbi Yossi Aglili in a Braisa. Additionally, even in Rabbi Eliezer Shita itself, it seems there was a Machlikis Tanam, whether in fact Rabbi Eliezer really held that in terms of the digression of the Daf, a lot of science, some astronomy, some Inyoni de Alma, a Machlikis between the Chachmi Yisrael and the Chachmi Umay Sa'olam. Psachim Daf Tzadik Dalet is better known for the digression, but of course, in terms of just staying focused on the sugyas that we're learning, it's just another daf that discusses the halachas of Karban Pesach, specifically the laws of Derech Rechoika.